It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome back to Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network. Happy to have you with us. Today, we've got a great group, three lovely people from England who are in our studios today. Grace Chatto and the guys and gal in Clean Bandit, who have enjoyed the number one position on the charts in the U.S. and the U.K., not just once, but twice. And they've got a new album and a tour and all kinds of great things to talk about and some surprises along the way as well. Clean Bandit, joining us on today's show. Hang around. This is Border Crossings.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
This is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We are so lucky to have in our studios a group that has not only had one number one song, these guys have two number one songs, probably many more to come. We welcome Clean Bandit to the Voice of America.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
It's great to have you guys in our studios, and congratulations on the success of not only Rather Be, but Rockabye and all the other great songs that you put out over the years. So you started together, I think, 2008, you actually started as a group?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, probably was 2008. Such a long time ago now.
A long time ago, yeah. It's almost 10 years, almost.
Yeah.
And since that time, you've had so much success, performed many festivals, many concerts. You're on tour right now. And
yeah.
You're out and about performing all the music. What's it like in America? You having fun here?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's just, it feels so special to be so far away from home in this, like, massive place.
Mm-hmm.
And going between the states, so different everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And I'm sure the people have been very receptive to you. And not only are they on tour, you got to go to the White House, I guess. And you saw the president as well while you were here.
We just saw him on TV then.
You saw him on the TV in the White House.
Yeah.
I went to the White House yesterday, and it was so beautiful. I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he arrived in a helicopter.
Mm.
But it kind of takes on a different feeling looking at the house.
Yeah, from inside the fence especially. But wow, that's it's amazing. It's the stuff that you've accomplished. I'm just floored by that. Now, I know that you began classically. That was your background. Your training was in classical music. You had released a song as well called Mozart's House.
Yeah.
And so tell me about the transition from the classical music into the pop dance music scene that you guys kind of are in right now.
Well, it started, I was performing a lot of classical music, and Jack and I became close friends, and we were living together. So he was like listening to all of our rehearsals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And at the time was experimenting with electronic writing, because he's more from a jazz background and Luke more from a kind of rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like indie rock kind
indie
of stuff.
Rock.
Yeah, that's what I was into. To
oh,
yeah.
So this was an easy transition for you. But jazz, and classical. And
well, not really, because Luke had never played on an electronic drum kit before, and now...
Yeah, I kind of... I got an electric kit for Christmas, and then Jack was like, do you want to be in my band? And I was like, yeah. And then it was kind of... That was the start of my electronic... venture.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And I know that you have won an Ivor Novello Award, and you guys were nominated. I think you won two as a group.
Two.
And you won one yourself as a writer, a songwriter.
No, Jack won two.
Yeah. Oh, you won two also.
Yeah.
Forgive me, please.
It's all right. It's okay.
Never
change you. That's amazing. The Ivor Novello Award, very prestigious award. And you also have a Grammy as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I guess now your new video for Rockabye has just achieved 1 billion views.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Whoa.
How's it?
A billion.
Yeah. Well, see, they're finding out things as we go.
That's cool.
As we go. New news. Well, I also want to hear about the new album, because you put out your first album a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a new album coming out. You're working on it. It's been very secretive. Everything's been secretive, other than the success of the song, you know, that you have out, which is with Sean Paul and Anne Marie.
Mm.
And I heard you're working with Elton John on the album.
That's true.
That's kind of the one...
That's the one thing you can say?
That's the one thing we have said. Yeah.
So tell me about that. Since we can talk about it, what are you doing with Elton John?
Well, we actually met him at the Ivor Novello Awards,
mm-hmm.
and Grace kind of sidled up to him and said hello, and he started singing Rather Be to us.
Wow.
Which was quite a shock.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And I'd actually all that summer had been listening to Elton John, kind of for the first time. I didn't really know.
Like early albums.
Yeah.
The early albums.
But I'd been really getting into it,
mm-hmm.
Listening to Honky Chateau on repeat when mm-hmm. we were touring the last time we were in the States. And Grace said to him, "Oh, it's, you know, Jack's been listening to your stuff on repeat. There's one album in particular. What is it, Jack?" And I just couldn't remember.
Right, of course.
I was like,
the name,
yeah. I was like,
so it looked like a lie.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I can't remember the name of it. Anymore.
Nothing makes a guy want to work with you more than not knowing his music.
Yeah.
Which album? One of them. So you guys have written a song with him, or he wrote it for you, or what was the process?
Well, we've been in the studio together a few times, writing together.
So there are a few kind of sketches.
There's a few sketches.
There's probably like three songs in there, but none of them are finished.
How many are...
We got so obsessed with making Rockabye, like we spent so many months on that, and then we made the music video ourselves, which mm-hmm. took quite a long time, and then we've just released our new single Symphony.
Yes, with Zara Larsson.
Yeah, so both of those kind of took over our lives for the past few months. Mm-hmm. So now we're really excited to kind of get back to other stuff like that, those songs we did with Elton and loads of other stuff. We've got like a lot of sketches.
Well, I want to hear the new song, so we're going to play it right now. Here's Symphony, Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose, was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you, and now your song is a repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat, and when you're gone,
that was Symphony. It's from Clean Bandit and the upcoming new album, which is a very mysterious album right now. Yeah. Can you give me some ideas of names you're looking at? What? Give me the choices that you guys have, unless you've decided, and you can tell me. If you can't tell me, give me some of the choices.
Well, I think what we could say is the general kind of structure that's starting to emerge. It feels like it's almost in two halves, this album. There's a lot of music that we've got that feels like it's in one domain, mm-hmm. and a lot that feels like it's slightly to the left of that mm-hmm. domain, maybe, or to the north or whatever, I don't know. But yeah, so we're kind of thinking maybe about like some kind of dichotomy in the title as well, like whether there could be this like a yin yang type
two-part
mm-hmm. thing.
two. Something to represent
something
the music.
With two.
Yeah, two
tapes.
Well,
we got that much out of you.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. I mean, there's a lot of people in the industry who are singing your music, singing your praises, and big fans of yours. Sam Smith has said he's a huge fan. Might he be on this new album?
Oh, well, that would be amazing.
We would love that.
Yeah,
that
would be so cool.
Uh-huh. Well, who would you like to be on the album that you can at least say from a wish list perspective, so without giving me any too much information, just wish list people?
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, I think, would be the ultimate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of the song with Sam Smith?
His voice is just absolutely phenomenal. We were talking the other day. We remember the first time we played Glastonbury Festival, but the lineup was in the afternoon. There was hardly anyone there, but it was Sam Smith, Clean Bandit, and London Grammar was the three acts in a row. So that was kind of
So we just heard him. We were like, "Who's this guy, Sam Smith?" Mm. And then within a few months after that, he was suddenly like all over the world. And
he'd won like 6 Grammys, hasn't he?
Yeah,
like amazing.
And he's such a nice guy as well, because we've met him at a few festivals and things. Mm. And so like down to earth and funny.
Mm. And you have done so many festivals, and of course with the tour coming up, you're headed to, I believe it is Malaysia, if I'm not mistaken, in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you've got many, many places you're going to be traveling internationally. And one of those stops is Moscow. And you used to live in Moscow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? Because you're originally from London, so you decided this is a place we want to go to Russia. How did that happen?
Well, I studied Russian at school, at high school, and then at university in Cambridge as well. Mm-hmm. Like the culture and linguistics, history, film, and music. And when I was like 16, I went to study cello with this professor in Moscow on like a summer masterclass course, and he was like, "Oh, when you finish high school in the UK, come and study at the Moscow Conservatoire with me."
Wow.
So I did when I was 18, and it was really crazy, a really crazy experience. And I just studied for a year, and then I went back to Cambridge, and then where I met Jack. And then when he graduated, I was supposed to go back to Russia as part of my Russian degree. Mm-hmm. To go and spend some time there. And he didn't really know what he was doing at that point. And we kind of just started the band then as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he enrolled in the film school there, which was kind of the genesis of our music video career. Because he met on the first day there two Russian cinematographers with whom he made the first music video for Mozart's House. And then we've made loads, pretty much all of our music videos with them. Mm-hmm. As well. And
some of your friends, I guess, are from Russia, are in your videos, I read.
Yeah, they were in that first one, weren't they?
Yeah.
Are they in any others?
I don't think so, but they're...
No, but they've been helping out.
Yeah, they've ever since. Like crucially involved in all of them.
And your videos have been viewed, like I said, a billion times.
Yeah.
That's just a huge number. To even say it is just huge. And your music's been streamed hundreds of millions of times.
Yeah.
And what was it like getting a Grammy? I mean, what was it like? You know, here, Clean Bandit, come up and get your Grammy. What did that feel like? Did you expect that? Was that a...
No, we didn't. I genuinely think we didn't expect it. And it was
a massive shot, wasn't it?
It was a
big
shot, yeah.
We were kind of late to the ceremony as it was. We just sat down, just finished our burger, which we were like massively trying to like... We were rushing just to get down there so we could make it in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat down for what, like a minute, and then they announced our name.
It was super
just
quick.
Like, what? It came from there.
Yeah, the burger was like a fiasco because we'd done this whole red carpet experience, which was like 2 hours of really chaotic interviews. Mm-hmm. And incredibly hot, and we realized afterwards we were starving, so we couldn't go into the ceremony until we'd got a burger.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But then the burger took so long to come, we were like, we're going to miss.
And in 2014, you were, I mean, you've always been fashionable, Grace. I mean, you're always, really, the clothes you wear, I mean, you are known for fashion. And, you know, really, I mean, there was a time you had a fishbowl purse.
Yeah.
I saw a photo of that. I mean, that's, how do you top a fishbowl?
Yeah, that
purse?
Was amazing. That was my peak. I've never.
You've never tried to top that?
No, I didn't.
Fishgate. That was.
Fishgate.
Yeah.
Now, I get a lot of email from our audience who are in 100 countries around the world, love what you're doing, love your music. And they asked me, you know, Clean Bandit doesn't really have vocals because you're the cellist, you're the drummer, you're the guitarist, you write songs collectively, and you always feature different vocalists.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of the mistake about Clean Bandit. A lot of people don't, you know, people go and they say, oh, Grace, are you going to sing tonight? And you don't really sing. You play
yeah,
the cellist.
Yeah, I try. I do sing a bit, but it's always a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, I know all the songs
it's really
are written.
Good.
It's embarrassing.
It's not
I bet you're great.
Well, it's just very quiet, my voice.
It's all right, though. Jack Evely's been turning you up recently.
Yeah, the sound engineer has a lot to deal with. But Jack sings one song, which is maybe one of our favourite songs that we've ever made, called Dust Clears. When we started, there were 7 people in this band, and one of them was the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Love Seger, and he was a friend of ours at university, and he was studying science, like laser technology. Mm-hmm. And when we graduated, we wanted to do the band quite seriously, but he carried on doing... He wanted to do a doctorate in laser technology, so at that point we opened it up so that we could work with not only him but other vocalists when he was busy and stuff. And that's how it kind of developed into this big collective where we got really obsessed with like powerful female vocals. And it's been a really creatively freeing experience, because it's like when you make a song, you kind of make it and then find the perfect voice for it, rather than being restricted by writing for a particular voice every time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, having said that, Luke is going to sing our next.
Luke is going to sing on the electric drums.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
That would be cool.
Now, you know, you had mentioned, you know, you had been working with very powerful female singers, you know, Zara Larsson on the New One Symphony, and of course, Jess Glenn, the first number one, Rather Be, and on, you know, Anne Marie on Rockabye.
Mm.
How's it going to be like working with a bunch of males on the new album? That's going to be a different experience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have worked with male vocalists before. We have a track called Stronger.
Stronger, okay.
Which features Sean Bass on vocals.
Yeah, and Alex Newell.
Yeah.
But not so... It's still quite kind of... There was not so much, was it? The first album was predominantly, but
then we got Seg as well.
Yeah,
Telephone
true.
Banking,
yeah.
Mozart House.
Because before we made that first album, we actually had another album that we never recorded, that we were playing live for years before we kind of realised that we should record stuff. And that was all with Love Seger, who was a male vocalist with a very distinctive sound. He's on our songs Mozart's House and Telephone Banking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He kind of does this like half rapping, half singing.
Called Segging.
Segging.
Segamiking.
But we're hoping to work with Stormzy, the British rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I think you guys are just starting to find out about
right,
him.
Right, right, right.
He's, yeah.
And we've made songs with really a beautiful singer called Gallant and Rhodes, and so we're testing the water with the males of the world.
And you've also performed with the orchestra, with a symphony orchestra.
Yeah,
that you had, you know, I guess you redid Mozart's House.
We redid everything
with the whole orchestra.
So
that was probably, I think, one of the most incredible experiences of my life, actually. I think it was quite intense, but it was just, it was amazing.
I feel like that recording was probably the most pressure, the highest pressure gig we've ever done.
Because
it was just with so many people and went It was out. Yeah, it was live. Being recorded live, wasn't it? So yeah, but we'd love to do it again if there's
if the opportunity comes up. Well,
definitely, yeah.
I'm sure if that's something you enjoy doing. You guys are so good at everything you do. I mean, really, I mean that as a fan. You know, honestly, I'm a fan of your music. And a lot of people may or may not know this, but obviously, Jack and Luke are brothers. Is this something that you always thought you'd end up doing as a performing, working together?
Being brothers.
Being brothers. No, you always thought you'd do it. Working together.
One day.
Being brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh.
We've always done it. I mean, I've always been inspired by Jack as a musician, growing up as a kind of learning musician.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've always been doing it.
Now, how did you come up with the name Clean Bandit? I understand there is a story. It might involve some profanity. But
well, it's not the most interesting story, but when we lived in Moscow, our Russian friend who we lived with described my sister as a clean bandit. Чистая бандитка. It means a female clean bandit. And it's clean as in the meaning of clean in English when you say a clean win or a clean sweep. So it means like a total bandit. It's nothing to do with clean or dirty. It's just like she's a complete rascal. But it was an affectionate term. But whenever she asked about her, she was like, how's that clean bandit?
Well, I like the name. I mean, you know, it sticks out and people are obviously, you know, you guys are superstars right now. And things are going great for you and have been for a number of years. So what has been the highlight, would you say, so far? Traveling the world and performing in all these countries, could you pick a highlight?
This tour so far has been amazing in America.
Mm-hmm. Our show in Tokyo was pretty special as well, because we got to kind of meet all the people that had been in our video when we went out there and filmed it. They came to the show and it was like a massive kind of like a reunion kind of thing.
Yeah, and it was really special because it was like because we'd made the Rather Be video there at a point where we didn't know it was going to be such a big hit, and then our lives kind of went crazy and busy and weird. There was never really a moment to stop and kind of realize what was happening. But when we went back to Tokyo, it was kind of that like nostalgic moment where we met all the people that we'd just kind of
Do you have favorite places you like to play to perform? I mean, Japan's got to be a great place. Everybody loves to go to Japan.
Yeah, definitely. Tokyo and Osaka great.
But touring America has been brilliant. Like I just think the crowds are so warm here.
Really? You find the American crowds to be receptive and warm?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely. Compared to the UK, much warmer,
Wow.
They're very warm. And actually, DC, on our first tour here, DC was one of the wildest, warmest places.
How many times have you been here?
Just once, I think.
I think just once,
okay.
Once before.
So this is your second time in DC. And, you know, hopefully you guys will buy a house here and all of you and
hopefully
stay here and live here and be here more often. I've got a house for sale next door.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Can we have it?
What is this talk about a fitness DVD? Is that just cheeky, tongue-in-cheek kind of nonsense talk? Are you really thinking about making a fitness DVD?
Your research.
We've been doing the Sean T Insanity workout on the tour.
Every day.
Yeah.
In the venue, like on the dance floor where they set up.
And I hear you've emptied out hotel rooms. You take your furniture and put it in the hall and say, okay, we're going to work out. That's great.
Yeah. But we've been doing a lot of filming with our drone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we were just thinking we could combine the two, get the drone up and running, do the fitness regime, and Jack could kind of lead it.
Yeah.
And kind of,
It would be cool because a lot of people say they work out to our songs.
Yeah, lots of people run to the music.
Yeah.
So if Sean, if you're listening, Sean,
come and be in our next music video.
Yeah. And of course, you'll score your own videos.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you guys make your own, you direct and produce your own videos now.
Yeah.
From what I read. So that's pretty amazing. Most artists don't want to, I mean, typically they aren't allowed to get that involved or be that involved. But you guys, you're taking all creative control of everything.
Well, it's kind of what we did from the the very beginning, like that Mozart's House video was the first thing that basically got us noticed by the kind of mainstream media.
Yeah, it's Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton.
I remember, yeah.
And yeah, for us, that was the kind of main output for a long time. That was, we were doing that before, kind of, before the music. It was almost like we'd be making the music for the videos, for those early tracks. But yeah, it's, we love making the music videos. This last one we just did, I think the symphony video is maybe our most ambitious.
Definitely, yeah, in terms of shots and what we wanted to achieve.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And when do you think the new album will be ready, be finished? At what point do you think it'll make it this year? Will we see it this year?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
End of this year.
The end of the year. That's great. You could have your second Christmas number one.
Well, yeah.
See, because in the UK, that's a big thing.
Maybe number one Christmas album.
That would be great. So, I mean, you know, how do you follow up a number one song? It's so hard. You've had two. And when you start and you put the songs together, do you know that you've got something? When you've recorded it, you listen back in the studio, you say, I think we're on to something. I think this is going to be a number one song. Or is it, you know, you mentioned with Rather Be, that took you by surprise. But when Rockabye came out, that hit huge. 9 weeks at number one. That's quite an accomplishment. I think in the UK, it's been, what, 20-plus years since that happened before, that a song was ever that on the charts that long at the top position.
Yeah, no, that was an amazing surprise. We didn't really kind of expect that. With Rather Be, we kind of... We had an inkling before that it was different to our other tracks because we were playing it live before we recorded it in the studio for like maybe 6 months or so. So we've been playing it out, and it seemed like there was a different reaction to that track than to our other songs. People were kind of
latched onto it kind of straight away and started singing the words, even though they didn't really know them because they never heard them.
Yeah.
And how did you hook up with Zara Larsson? What brought you guys together? I know she's very popular right now, the hot Swedish performer, but how did she come up together with you on your song, Symphony?
I think we first heard her voice on the collaboration she did with Emenike on her track, I'll Never Forget You, which, because we've been working with him for a long time. We did a track on our first album with him, and yeah, I remember him playing that to us and thinking, yeah, this, she's got an amazing voice, this would be a really great collab if we can make this happen.
Well, I mean, I love the new song and I'm very excited about the new album and looking forward to it. And so, you guys, I mean, we're on the world stage right now with millions of people listening in 100 countries around the world. Is there a message you want to convey, or a thought you want to convey, or something you want to say to the worldwide audience?
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that.
I thought it was just a little bit of pressure. Yeah. You didn't realize that.
I just got to say thanks for all the support, really, and just, I don't know, just, if you're a musician, just keep working hard and really just push for what you want to do. Go for it.
Well,
you guys are great, really. Clean Bandit, thank you so much for doing this for us. You know, we've got Jack and Luke and Grace in our studios, and it's a thrill and a honor for me to meet you guys, because we play your music all the time and our audience is always requesting your music.
Thank
you very much for doing this for the Voice of America, for the American audience, and for the international audience who are tuned in right now.
Thank you very much.
Clean Bandit, our guests. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Call it a mom's adoration, foundation, a special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration, Clean Bandit, China Ball, and Marie thing made them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She tells him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jump.
to come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear, cause you have said things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare.
And now she got a 6-year-old. She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Thank you very much to Clean Bandit for being on the program and bringing in your great music and telling your stories. What a fun interview. What a great time. Thank you, guys. Clean Bandit here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, where we play requests, and we're going to get back to it right now. Brian Cabasso is with us in Zambia, and he wants to hear this song from an Albanian singer whose name is Dua Lipa, and this is called The One on Border Crossings.
Oh, when you're looking at the sun, not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
When I was 10 years old, I remember thinking how cool it would be when we were going on an 8-hour drive. If I could just watch TV, and I'd have given anything to have my own Pac-Man game at home. I used to have to get right down to the arcade, and now I've got it on my phone. But hey, glory, glory, hallelujah. Welcome to Grandpa was in World War II. He fought against the Japanese. He wrote 100 letters to my grandma, mailed them from his base in the Philippines. I wish they could see this now. The world they say changed, you know, 'cause I was on video chat this morning with a company in Tokyo. Welcome to the future. I went to see Father of the Bride with a girl back home. We broke up before the sequel, so I went to that one all alone. I wondered who would wind up with, what would our kids look like. Well, I guess I got my answer as I tucked them in tonight. Don't think dreams come any truer. Welcome to the future. Hey, look around, it's all so clear. Running back on the football team, they burned a cross in his front yard for asking out the homecoming queen. I thought about him today and everybody who's seen what he's seen. From a woman on a bus,
That was Brad Paisley and some country music. Welcome to the future. From Abrahim in Ghana, who called in, dialed us up, 202-619-2077, and asked us to play that country song from Brad Paisley, who's out on the road for a new album. I'm Larry London. Up next, here's a request for Ezekiel. And Ezekiel listens to us in Nigeria, and this is Bob Marley with the Redemption Song.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Every night I sit here by my window. Watching lovers holding hands and laughing, and thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do.
thinking of just how much I loved you. Well, I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. I still can hear the jukebox softly playing.
Playing.
And the face I see each day belongs to you.
Belong to you.
Though there's not a single sound and there's nobody else around. Well, it's just me thinking of the things we used to do.
Thinking of things.
Like a walk in the park. Like a kiss in the dark.
Things.
Like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. And the heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
Bobby Darin and Things, a request from Jan in Holland. I'm Larry London, and I thank you for joining us today on Border Crossings. I would like to also thank the folks in Clean Bandit for coming on the program. It was great to have you with us here today. Thanks to Atlantic Records for making that interview possible. We will be back tomorrow with another great Border Crossing show. Tomorrow, we shine the spotlight on the ladies. It's the best female artists of all time, and we will bring them to you tomorrow for Friday's show right here on Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Have a great evening. Thanks to Vince for producing and directing the show today. I'll see you soon. This is the VOA1 Music Network.